Good morning. I'm glad you and your dad came up this morning. Well, I want to tell you about when I was a little girl, okay? I lived in the same town as my grandma and my grandpa, and I loved to go over to their house. And I would spend a lot of time with my grandma, and we would do all sorts of things. We would sit on her front porch, and we would swing on the backyard swing, and we would pick vegetables. But one thing that I loved to do at her house was play games. And there was a special game that I always asked to play because we didn't have it at my house. And that was the game of life. So I've got the game here. And I would always choose life. And it was the best game. Let me show you, okay? I'm going to take it out of the box. Whoa, it's a big game. So it is a really cool game. And you know, my favorite part was the spinner. Can you spin the spinner? Yeah, spin it. Very good. There are all sorts of parts to this game. Thanks. All sorts of parts to this game. There was money. You could get money when you played the game of life. And in this little bag, see, there are little cars and people. And you would take your cars and you would drive through life. You would pretend that you were driving through life. And you guys probably played this game, right? And you remember, you got a job. Maybe you could be a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor or something like that. And then you would get married and you would get to add a little person to your car. And then you would get kids. And you would get to add more little people to your car. But along the road of life, especially in this game, there were choices. You could go one way, or you could go the other way. And sometimes you made good choices. And you would win the tennis tournament, and you would get lots of money. Sometimes you might make bad choices, and you would turn in, oh, you're sick, and you're in the hospital, and you have to pay the hospital bill. Well, this game, life, made me think of our Old Testament Bible reading today. Remember what David just read? Moses was talking to the Israelites, and Moses said, choose life. Love the Lord, obey his word, hold fast to him, for he is your life. And just like it was true for Moses and the Israelites, it's true for us. God gives us choices in our life. And we can choose to love God or not. We can choose to obey God or not. We can hold fast to him or not. And as we make these choices, we need to remember that when we love God and when we obey him and when we hold fast to him, it's always, always better for us. And one of the last things our Bible verse said today, it said, God is our life. God gives us life through Jesus, who died on the cross. See the cross up there? Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins and make a place for us in heaven. And that makes us winners in the game of life. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for holding fast to us. Thank you for loving us no matter what. Thank you for giving us life in Jesus. Amen. Thanks for coming up.